This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
The party's going on.
What a nice song.
Just a wonderful, wonderful song.
Nice.
Wonderful song.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, midday show with Andy and Randy with you here. Happy Mother's Day to all the moms out there. Our moms, of course. Our wives, who are also moms.
Yes.
Their moms, who are their moms, and our mother-in-laws. And everybody else who's out there who's a mom.
Yes.
We'll get to an AMA in about 20 minutes from right now. Phone lines will be open, 404-726-0929. You can ask us anything. It could be Mother's Day related if you want. It could be about anything else also, because it is called Ask Me Anything. Ask anything you want. We'll get there. This hour brought to you by Reliable Heating and Air. Book an appointment for a convenient time at ReliableAir.com. We'll talk a little NBA playoffs in a couple minutes as well.
Yeah, man, cannot wait for, this weekend. We were talking about, the NBA playoffs and who's in danger, who's in trouble. Like, only team I can think that's in trouble are the Cavs. Like, even as bad as Boston's played, Andy, I still think they view it as, and they should view it like this, if we hit shots, we win.
Yeah, and I agree with that.
If we hit these shots, we win.
I still, like, I don't know. It's just crazy. I know, I'm sure you guys talked a lot about it yesterday, but, like, they came out like they cared, right?
Yes.
They came out like they really had an intention
yes.
In the first couple quarters, first quarter for sure, the other night. And then, again, it just kind of was like, did they feel like they had killed him or something? Like, did they feel like they put him away and they had done enough? Because the thing about Jalen Brunson, man, you got to kill that guy about 8 times if you're going to try to get him out of a basketball game. And slowly but surely, methodically, they worked their way back into it. And wouldn't you know it, there he was.
Yep.
There he was at the end again.
Getting to his spots
and getting buckets. And, God, they must have stopped him on 8 straight or 12 straight possessions
missed 13 straight shots.
Yeah. I mean, they just couldn't get a bucket. And, again, they didn't change up their approach. They kept a lot of those shots were from deep. But, I mean, as annoying as they've missed 75 threes in 2 games. Like, that's insane to say.
Yes.
Like, but also, I get why they're not, like, flinching from that, because this is what they are. Like, it's what they were last year when they won the NBA championship. It's what they've been all year that's gotten them here. It's what they were the year before that when they made it a deep run in the playoffs. Like, this is what they've decided to be. And over the course of time, it's been right.
Yep.
Now, 2 games it's been wrong. There's no question about that. Two games it hasn't worked out for them. You'd think you'd want to maybe go with a slight changeup mid-game if you're missing as many shots as you are, but they're not going to do that. And they're going to shoot like this for the rest of the playoffs.
Yeah.
I think they'll come back and beat the Knicks shooting like this. I think they'll beat whoever they play in the Eastern Conference Finals shooting like this. And I think they'll be in the NBA Finals again.
You think so? You think they're going to come back?
Yeah.
Okay.
I do.
I think the biggest thing is that we got, and I'm in that boat. I got to stop expecting Jason Tatum to be something that he's not.
Mm-hmm.
He's a really good player, Buck. Really, really, really good player. But he just, I won't say the moment's too big for him, but just like, damn, dog, like, why did you dribble yourself into this position in the last game?
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah.
You know, and then we were talking about yesterday, He was at the top of the key. He backed somebody all the way down. Mm-hmm. Easy bucket. Why not more of that?
Yeah. No, yeah, there's definitely some decision-making stuff.
Because they're putting the ball in his hands to make decisions. He's our number one player.
At times.
Give him the ball and let's go do it.
But he's also a guy, I mean, he's had 40-plus in closeout games before, you know?
Yeah.
So it's like, it's not like he's, like, has a clutch problem.
I don't believe that either. Yeah. But I'm just like, it's one of those things where I know they have a system of how they do things.
Mm-hmm.
You're the best player. Buck the system. That's what I'm saying. You buck the system.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go get a basket. Let's not worry about all that other stuff. Let's go get us a basket. Let's go. And you saw, I got a question for you. Do you think they let him score on that play where he went and ducked the ball?
I do.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. I do too.
The little amount of resistance that was given there. Now, he had a full head of steam. But that's what's crazy about it is, like, he normally, and again, I realize there's been some bad moments in the fourth quarters these last couple of games, but, like, he normally is able to get downhill in the half court if he needs to, whether it's creating his own stuff 30 feet from the hoop or if it's a screen, whatever. But, like, he's normally able to get to his spots and do it, like, with pretty good momentum going towards the basket, whether he gets fouled or he finishes or whatever. Right. Like, the Knicks have done a great job at stemming any sort of momentum that he's trying to get going to the basket. So, I mean, I give them credit for that. I also have to imagine that with a couple of days to look at it and try to figure out another approach, they'll find a way to get him some of those spots, right? I don't know. Credit to the Knicks, for sure. Like, all the credit in the world for fighting and scratching and clawing and all that kind of stuff. But, like, the Celtics can't really play worse than this.
They are playing that, and they lost
They can't play worse than this.
Overtime by a point. They lost by another point.
Yeah.
You know, so I understand. That's what I'm saying. I understand that. But they want it like that.
The Knicks do.
Yeah. The Knicks want the games to be the way they are.
Definitely. And, like, they're good at it.
And that's what I'm saying. Like, you're up 20, but yet you're still settling.
Mm-hmm.
And then once you see that the settling is not working, you know what you do? You continue to settle.
So you think the Celtics are in trouble then?
Yes.
Okay. I thought you just said the Cavs are in trouble.
No. I was going to come around. Like, I don't think that they're – I still think – that the meaning trouble is I don't think the Cavs have a chance.
Okay. Oh, really?
I think the Celtics come back.
Okay.
I think they're too banged up. And when you talk about these guys coming back tonight, they're not 100% healthy. They're coming back because they need them to come back. Right. That's not a good sign whenever you got to come back and you are in a position where, hell, I might do something and be done for a longer time.
Yeah.
That's how I feel they are.
That's the hard part with Darius Garland, because it's like you said it earlier, like, you know, how bad is it? It's got to be really bad for him to miss two games.
Yes.
To start the series when they desperately need him, especially after they lost the first game. So, yeah, like they might be too far in the hole from an injury perspective, not to mention the fact that, I mean, and this is true for Boston as well. I mean, now they got to go to Indiana. Road hasn't really mattered in the NBA playoffs the last couple years. Like, I guess it's not a thing anymore.
I'd be so impressed if Cleveland wins tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Really impressed with them because of how banged up they are and that Indiana has all this momentum going into – because – you know, is this still called Invesco Fieldhouse?
Gainbridge Fieldhouse.
Okay.
It's always going to be a Fieldhouse.
It's always going to be a Fieldhouse.
Used to be Conseco Fieldhouse.
Conseco.
Yeah.
That's when Reggie was there, right?
Uh-huh.
When Reggie there?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, but I'm saying that's what
I thought when I was a kid. I thought it was Conseco Fieldhouse, and I thought maybe Jose Conseco was an owner.
I probably would thought so, too. But, I mean, that place is going to be rocking with the momentum they have and how banged up Cleveland is.
Cleveland favored by 4.5.
Really?
Yeah. Down 0-2 on the road.
And injuries. Wow.
Favored by 4.5 tonight.
Vegas knows something that we don't.
Yeah, or not. Or maybe you know something Vegas does and you can make a little money tonight.
Yeah.
The Nuggets did what the Cavs and the Celtics tried to do in game two. The Thunder. The Thunder did what those two teams tried to do, where they came out with an intention and tried to put them away.
And they kept it.
But they're not as good as the Thunder.
Yeah.
The Thunder are, they're like, oh, no, should we be worried?
They beat
They beat them by 50.
Hell.
Yes.
Out of them. And Joker's like, all right, man. Y'all got it.
I do respect, like, there's been a couple times in these playoffs where games have gone like that. And the seasoned teams, like the Warriors did one like that a couple of weeks ago, where they're like, you know what? We're good.
Yeah.
We're not going to expend too much energy here. It's one game. I think the Warriors kind of did that last night, honestly. Like, obviously, they would have liked to have won the game. I don't think you go into a playoff game
trying to lose,
like waving the white flag, but they won game one. They knew Steph was not going to play. You get the split on the road, you still feel good about it. And last night was about a little bit trying to figure out different combinations without Steph to try to see what you can do going forward. But, I mean, the Warriors did the same thing. They're like, all right. We're not going to play these guys. We got to save them a little bit.
Yeah.
You're going to get Pat Spencer. You're going to get Gui Santos. You're going to get 26 minutes of Jonathan Kuminga. Although I think Jonathan Kuminga, assuming the relationship is okay.
How can it be okay?
He might be in the starting lineup.
How can the relationship be okay from game to game?
Yeah, like I don't know.
It just seems like there's something going on. Yeah. Like, and like Kerr is forced to have to play him now.
Yeah, I mean,
it's not bad because the dude could play.
But clearly something happened where, and I think, I mean, back it up too. Like him and Jimmy just didn't work very well. Like in the brief amount of time that they spent playing together. Because remember, when they got Jimmy, Kuminga was still hurt. So Kuminga comes back from that injury. He missed a couple months. Comes back, and him and Jimmy just didn't really gel.
Right.
And then I don't know if it was off the court stuff or whatever, but Kerr wasn't playing
him. It's something with him and Kerr. Yeah. I don't know what it is.
Well,
here's
what it is now. Steph Curry's hurt, and they need you.
Yes.
So play.
Play 14. I mean, Steve Kerr played 14.
Don't be Rafael Devers about it. Get out there and play.
Trying out this because we talked in the last hour about their approach for this weekend's games. If you're Golden State, which one do we go all in for?
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah.
How do you go all in game three because Ant-Man's ankle might be a little game two?
We don't know. I mean, if you watch him going back to the tunnel,
yeah,
you thought it might have been something more serious. But he came back in the game and everything like that. He was fine.
Yes.
Yeah, he's fine. I'm going to have to load up game three.
Okay.
Because, look, Jimmy might have a lot of – and I might need to get game three. Draymond's going to be available for what game after
that? The other
Draymond's going to get another tech and another flagrant.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
The other going for it, if you're Golden State hard in game three, is they're not really going to know what you're going to do. Right? Like you showed some of the rotation combinations in the second half of game two.
Mm-hmm.
But if you do it all game three, they're going to have a pretty good plan for it game four. They don't have a plan for what you're going to do yet.
Right.
Like Draymond Green, Jimmy Butler, Jonathan Kuminga, Buddy Hield, Brandon Podziemski starting lineup has never happened.
No.
So you might be able to catch them on their heel a little bit.
But he'll get Steph Curry on the court treatment. We're not going to let your ass go off of that.
Right.
Day.
It's like, all right, he's not here anymore. We're not going to leave you alone. You also have hit like 19 threes in the last nine.
Where'd you go?
Yeah, we're going to start guarding you. But yeah, no, it's interesting, man. I mean, it's interesting. It sucks why it's interesting because you have Steph to come up with all these change-ups because Steph's not out there. Yeah. It'd be way more fun if it was just healthy Minnesota.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Going at each other. Same thing with the Cavs. It'd be way more fun if it was healthy Darius Garland, healthy Evan Mobley, just going at each other. But it's what it is. Swaps go on for a long time. There's a lot of games. Guys get hurt. All right, we'll come back. AMA to wrap things up Friday, 404-726-0929. Load up the phone lines and ask us anything on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.